Today is Monday, July 6th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Todd Coppernall, I'm Tim Thied. The town of Rockbridge Garbage and Recyclables did not get picked up due to flooding. Both garbage and recyclables will be picked up on Thursday, July 9th. Residents of the village of Muscadet should be advised that Muscadet Utilities will be conducting its annual hydrant flushing program soon. This work is scheduled to take place throughout the entire village tomorrow through Thursday. Crews will begin their operations early in the morning each day to complete the necessary maintenance efficiently. Hydrant flushing is a critical annual maintenance task mandated by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to ensure the village's water system remains in top condition. This process allows utility workers to verify that each hydrant is fully operational and capable of providing adequate flow for fire protection. Furthermore, flushing helps to remove mineral deposits that naturally accumulate inside the water distribution pipes over time and circulates any pocketed water or air to maintain high water quality throughout the system. While this maintenance is necessary, it can result in some temporary inconveniences for local residents. The flushing, draining, and refilling activity may cause a temporary decrease in water pressure and short-term discoloration in the water supply. Residents are also cautioned that these activities may affect the performance of automatic flushing units and other pressure-sensitive equipment within their homes or businesses. Muscadet Utilities appreciates the community's patience and cooperation while these essential safety and maintenance checks are performed. The Iowa County Sheriff's Department was kept busy over the weekend. On Sunday at 12:15, the Iowa County Communications Center received a call regarding a gas leak in the 5100 block on County Road HH in the town of Brigham. The Barneveld Fire Department and Barneveld EMS responded to the scene. No injuries were reported. Then at 3:07 p.m., the Iowa County Communications Center received a call regarding a traffic complaint on U.S. Highway 18-151 in the area of mile marker 61. Iowa County deputies conducted a traffic stop near mile marker 47. As a result of the investigation, Anthony T. Orcholsky, age 37, of Cascade, Iowa, was arrested for operating while under the influence. Orcholsky was transported to the Iowa County Jail and booked on the charge. In the evening at 7:21, the Iowa County Communications Center received a call regarding a fire alarm at the Dodgeville High School. The Dodgeville Fire Department and Dodgeville EMS responded to the scene. No fire was found. No injuries were reported. On Saturday at 3:01 p.m., Iowa County Sheriff's deputies responded to the Iowa County Law Enforcement Center lobby for an individual turning themselves in on an Iowa County warrant. Laura Moen, age 50, of Highland, was taken into custody on the warrant. Moen was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where she was booked on the warrant. Then on Friday at 11:53 a.m., the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a single vehicle crash near the intersection of State Road 39 and Moscow Road in the town of Moscow. Blanchardville Fire Department, Blanchardville EMS, Greene County Deputy, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene. Bozerts assisted with the removal of the vehicle. No injuries were reported. Then at 12:35 p.m., the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a two-vehicle crash near the 4,000 block of County Road DD in the town of Mineral Point. Mineral Point Fire, Mineral Point EMS, Mineral Point Police, and Iowa County Sheriff deputies responded to the scene. No injuries were reported. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the arrest of Heather S. Ellsburnt, 46, of La Crosse. On Saturday, June 20th, at approximately 3:30 p.m., a sheriff's deputy stopped a gray 2020 Subaru Ascent on State Highway 35 near Mallard Lane, Rural Stoddard, in the town of Bergen. Upon further investigation, the operator, Heather Ellsburn, was arrested and booked into the Sheriff's Office Detention Center for possession of cocaine, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of fentanyl, and possession of methamphetamine. Ellsburn was also cited for non-criminal traffic violations. Ellsburn, who appeared in Vernon County Circuit Court on June 22nd, was released on a $1,000 signature bond and is due back in court on July 8th at 9 a.m. Formal charges will be sought through Vernon County District Attorney Angela Palmer Fisher. A charge is merely an accusation. The defendant is presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty in court. The investigation continues by the Sheriff's Office. Tragedy in Lake Geneva. Three children drowned and six adults and one child were rescued Friday afternoon when the boat they were aboard capsized on Geneva Lake as storms rolled through southeast Wisconsin. All four children were wearing life jackets when the boat capsized. Witnesses said the weather changed rapidly, bringing 60-mile-an-hour winds and violent waves while many boats were on the lake shortly after noon. The Lake Geneva community took time to remember the children and their families during the 4th of July observances on Sunday. Federal immigration agents detained people at two Madison laundromats. Owners of Little Big Load laundromats say five people were detained at two South Madison locations and claim a young man was injured during a detention. The arrests are part of a wider federal immigration operation that an immigration rights group said resulted in at least 10 detentions in the Madison area. The Department of Homeland Security says ICE made 39 arrests statewide. Madison police say local officers were not involved in the operation. In response to the devastating severe storms, flooding, and tornadoes that swept across Wisconsin in April, President Donald Trump has officially approved a presidential disaster declaration. This significant move unlocks vital federal assistance for both public infrastructure and individual assistance. Impacted residents in designated counties throughout the state, including Vernon County, are now eligible to seek support as they begin the recovery process. Homeowners and renters in the affected areas can initiate their applications for federal aid through the disasterassistance.gov portal or by contacting the FEMA helpline at 1-800-621-3362. For those utilizing relay services such as VRS or captioned telephone, FEMA can provide with a relay service number to facilitate communication. While physical disaster recovery centers may be established in coordination with Wisconsin Emergency Management, specific locations and details will be shared once they are confirmed. It is important to note that residents who have already reported damage to local county authorities must still register directly with FEMA to be considered for federal help. Eligibility requirements specify that damaged property must have been the applicant's primary residence and that the claimed losses were not already covered by insurance or other relief sources. Additionally, applicants should ensure that FEMA has accurate contact information to reach them throughout the evaluation process. When preparing an application, individuals should have several key pieces of information ready, including their Social Security number, annual household income, and insurance policy details. The application process also requires pre-disaster and current addresses, a general summary of the damages sustained, and banking information to facilitate direct deposits. Should a resident disagree with FEMA's eventual determination, they maintain the right to file an appeal online, via mail or fax, or in person at the forthcoming disaster recovery centers. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is once again making it easier and more affordable for families to prepare for upcoming school sports seasons by offering sports physicals for just $15 through July and August. These discounted exams are available at the Richland Hospital Clinic, Muscadet Health Clinic, and Spring Green Medical Center, helping to ensure student athletes meet WIAA participation requirements while keeping costs accessible. Melissa Wirtz of the Richland Hospital and Clinics noted that the goal of these reduced-rate physicals is to remove financial barriers, allowing every student the opportunity to participate in school athletes and activities. In addition to fulfilling eligibility requirements, these physicals provide a valuable opportunity to identify potential health concerns before the season starts, demonstrating the hospital's ongoing commitment to health and success of area families. Dr. Brian Kroll, a family physician with the Richland Hospital and Clinics, who also serves as an assistant football coach, encourages students to use the summer months to prepare for their upcoming seasons. Dr. Kroll emphasizes the importance of staying hydrated, resting, and recovering properly to ensure a healthy and successful season. Appointments for sports physicals can be scheduled by calling 608-647-6161. Necessary physical forms can be obtained from local school districts or downloaded directly from WIAAWI.org. Also, to help families start the summer with ease, Amplify Health by Gunderson is offering sports physicals on Wednesday from 9 to 3:30 at Ithaca School District. This WIAA sports physical can be billed through insurance or offer a $25 cash pay option. In-clinic sport physicals are also offered and can be scheduled by calling 608-375-4144. Recent winners in the Muscadet Avoca Blue River Lions Club 2026 calendar raffle drawings are: on Thursday, $50 winners were Eric Johnson of Muscadet on ticket 0767 and Becky Deckert of Richland Center on ticket number 0528. On Friday, winners were Paul Burris of Muscadet on ticket number 0368 and Deb Cup of Blue River on ticket number 008. On Saturday, a winner of $500 was Matthew Welsh of Muscadet on ticket number 0391. And yesterday, $200 winners were Ginny Moore of Muscadet on ticket number 0934 and Tom Everson of Soldiers Grove on ticket number 0374.